inspire our favorite song. So you wanna know the difference between the broken and the lost, between the voiceless and the muted, between the payback and the cost. So you wanna know between the incomplete and made, between the drowning and the drifting, between the drowning and the saved. But oh,
new music from Portland, Oregon's own The Helio Sequence. That song was The Measure from their forthcoming latest album, Negotiations, of course, out on the mighty Sub Pop Records. And they are playing this week in their hometown in Portland, Oregon as part of Music Fest Northwest. But wouldn't you know it, I'm in my hometown in Fayetteville, West Virginia. But still, you can't stop making a soundtrack for another planet to hear. My name's James Evan Pilato, your host, webmaster, DJ, and more from MediaMonarchy.com. And this is episode 23 of Pump Up the Volume, and we're calling it The Measure, the song we just heard from The Helio Sequence. And this one's going to be a little bit different because, again, I'm just coming to you here on my simple setup here in my parents' house in southern West Virginia. I'm only going to talk to you twice, here at the beginning and at the very end, but that's not going to stop all the amazing new music that we have this week for you. The Corin Tucker Band, Pony Trash, Ferguson Geronimo, Amy Mann, The Greats, The Sea and Cake, Lord Huron, Easy All-Stars, and we will continue with brand new music from the legendary Bob Mould with the song called The Descent from his latest album Silver Age out on Merge Records, and you're listening to Pump Up the Volume.
Full of hope and wonder. And I walk wild whites in my hair, not aware I've been defiled. I didn't want to play the song that gave people so much hope. I turned my back and turned away. Here's the rope that made me choke.
Really just a waste of time. okay?
Hey, David, I think I told you this before, but I'm a lover, not a fighter, brother.
I've heard it all before, Mojo. You told me that I'm her forever lover, you know? Don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love enough.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said that. You keep dreaming,
love. I can skew it back. your pet like a lamb. I once had that we called Maisie, but fetching sticks was the best hand for tricks. You got bored, you got mad, and you got crazy.
Daisy, give me your answer. Daisy.
Down to the River from their self-titled EP. That was Pony Trash coming out of Minneapolis. And we've got one more amazing song to go from the Corin Tucker Band on this episode 23 from Pump Up the Volume. We're calling it The Measure. So let's run back to the top and I'll give you the rundown. But again, my friends, all the information is all available on twitter.com/pumpupthetha volume. And again, if you've got this podcast on your pod player of choice, we embed all the information, all the show notes, all the links, so you can get involved. And all these songs are meant to be shared, but ultimately the way it all works is you go see these bands in your town. You pay some digital dough for their music. That's ultimately how it works, my friends. We started the show off with Portland, Oregon's own The Helio Sequence. Then we heard music from Bob Mould. We heard The Girl Is Mine from Thrilla from the Easy All-Stars. That's right, the entire reggae remake of Michael Jackson's Thriller from the band that also did the same thing to Dark Side of the Moon 10 years ago. We heard Ends of the Earth from Lord Huron. New music from the mighty, legendary Sea and Cake. Their new album, Runner, out very soon on the amazing Thrill Jockey Records. We heard music, as always, we seem to not only have music from the Pacific Northwest, but we always seem to have music from Australia. We heard Turn Me On from The Greats. Brand new music from Amy Mann, of course, sometimes appears on Portlandia. Fergus and Geronimo with their song Roman Tick, and yes, Down to the River from Pony Trash. And the way we're going to wrap up this episode 23, The Measure from Pump Up the Volume, is going out with brand new music from the Corin Tucker Band. Of course, Corin Tucker, you may know from Slater Kinney. The brand new album Kill My Blues is coming out on Kill Rock Stars. And if you even go check out the Twitter feed, at Corin Tucker Band, you'll see that they're excited to put out their new video from Portland, Oregon's own Alicia J. Rose. And actually, my girlfriend had to decline working on that video. I love doing this. I hope you enjoy it half as much as I do, my friends. Again, we are out of town. I'm in my hometown in southern West Virginia. But that ain't going to stop me from putting together brand new music, because that's always what excites me. As we say, it can't be news and politics all the time, my friends. So huge thanks to KEXP, KCRW, and The Current for the Song of the Day podcast. And thanks to you for being excited about new art. My name's James Evan Pilato, your host, webmaster, DJ, and more from MediaMonarchy.com. Reminding you, as always, my friends, don't hate the media, become the media. Take care. Thanks. song. Right.